Chapter 86, Go, Teach All Nations. This chapter is based on standing but a step from His heavenly throne, Christ gave the commission, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations. Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." Again and again the words were repeated, that the disciples might grasp their significance. Upon all the inhabitants of the earth was the light of heaven to shine in clear, strong rays. The commission had been given to the 12 in the upper chamber, but it was now to be given to a larger number. At the meeting on the mountain in Galilee, all the believers who could be called together were assembled. The angel at the tomb reminded the disciples of his promise to meet them in Galilee. The promise was repeated to the believers at Jerusalem during Passover week, and through them it reached many who were mourning the death of their Lord. With intense interest, all looked forward to the interview. From every direction, with wondering hearts, they came. At the time appointed, about 500 believers collected in little knots on the mountainside, eager to learn all that could be learned from those who had seen Christ since His resurrection. From group to group the disciples passed, telling all they had seen and heard of Jesus, and reasoning from the Scripture as He had done with them. Suddenly Jesus stood among them. No one could tell whence or how He came. Many had never before seen Him, but in His hands and feet they beheld the marks of the crucifixion, and when they saw Him, they worshipped Him. But some doubted. So it will always be. There are those who find it hard to exercise faith, and they place themselves on the doubting side. They lose much because of their unbelief. This was the only interview that Jesus had with many of the believers after His resurrection. His words, falling from lips that had been closed in death, thrilled them. Now He declared that all power was given to Him. The minds of His hearers were lifted to the highest conception of His dignity and glory. Christ's words were the announcement that His sacrifice in behalf of man was full and complete. The work for which He came to this world had been accomplished. He was on His way to the throne of God. He had entered upon His mediatorial work. Clothed with boundless authority, He gave His commission, "Go therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age," RSV. He commissioned His disciples to proclaim a faith that would have in it nothing of caste or country, a faith adapted to all peoples, nations, all classes of men. Christ plainly stated the nature of His kingdom. His purpose was to establish a spiritual kingdom, not to reign as an earthly king on David's throne. He said, "You see that all I revealed to you concerning my rejection as the Messiah has come to pass. All I said in regard to the humiliation I should endure and the death I should die, has been verified. On the third day I rose again. In all these things the specifications of prophecy have been fulfilled." Christ commissioned His disciples to do the work He had left in their hands, beginning at Jerusalem. Jerusalem had been the scene of His amazing condescension for the human race. Few had discerned how near heaven came to earth when Jesus was among them. At Jerusalem the work of the disciples must begin. The disciples might have pleaded for a more promising field, but they made no such plea. Christ had scattered the seed of truth, and the seed would yield an abundant harvest. The first offers of mercy must be made to the murderers of the Savior. Many in Jerusalem had secretly believed on Jesus, and many had been deceived by the priests and rulers. They were to be called to repentance. While all Jerusalem was stirred by the thrilling events of the past few weeks, the preaching of the gospel would make the deepest impression. But the work was not to stop here. It was to be extended to earth's remotest bounds. To His disciples Christ said, "Although Israel has rejected me as the Scriptures foretold, they shall have still another opportunity to accept the Son of God. To you, my disciples, I commit this message of mercy. It is to be given to Israel first, then to all nations, tongues, and peoples. All who believe are to be gathered into one church.